Violinist Nancy Chouprou and Duane Padilla and classical guitarist Ian O'Sullivan have followed varied musical paths during their years, since their years studying music at Yale, but they have those years of study in common, and their upcoming Atherton concert will offer a showcase of those various musical disciplines, performing as Eli 3.0 in salute to their alma mater. They're with us in our studio, and thanks to all of you for joining us.
Hi, thank you, Chris.
Good morning.
Ian, what was the germ of this idea?
The germ, a nice way to put it. Yes,
I probably could have thought of a better
word. We're contagious. So the initial group was the Eli Duo, which was between Duane and I, and then a year later, I was working with Nancy, and I think we were just like, hey, let's do another reincarnation of that, and so that became Eli 2.0, and so. This is our third, 3.0. We're finally getting Bs. It's getting better. Getting better. Next time, maybe 4.0.
Well, one of the things that you have in common is tango, and you guys were playing me a fragment of a tango that you were going to perform at on this concert Saturday night. We want to hear a couple of musical samples from you, but can we start with that one?
Okay, sure. And we'll start with this one. It's entitled Esqualo, which means shark, and it's named after Astor Piazzolla's favorite hobby, shark fishing. He'd like to do this on vacation.
Who knew? This is the great, of course, the composer of tango music, Astor Piazzolla. That actually had, there's some harmonies toward the end that I was completely not ready for.
Yeah.
Right? He goes in some really interesting musical directions, doesn't he?
I mean, that's the allure of Piazzolla.
Yeah, Piazzolla, because I think a lot of people who with modern ears consider Piazzolla the godfather of modern tango, but the traditionalists call him the destroyer of traditional tango. So.
Yeah, I guess it took a long time for him to be accepted. For many years in his own country of Argentina, he was kind of a musical exile, and it wasn't until years later he was finally
His story for our listeners here is he actually went to Paris to study with the famous classical composer Nadia Boulanger.
Oh yeah,
and then while he was studying with her, she told him in one of his lessons, you know, Astor, I think you should just devote your life to only write tangos. You're really good at it. And he actually took up her advice and has devoted his life to writing tangos. Yeah.
She makes her way through musical history in a number of ways because she also taught Quincy Jones, right? He came out to he came to Paris to study with her. Imagine that range of influences.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, Piazzolla, I mean, one of the reasons that we're also playing this is, and Nancy and I were sitting in the audience back in February, I think, when the Galliard String Quartet played the Piazzolla program, and I was a featured artist with them with the chamber music. But, I heard the cello playing this really rock kind of...
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, I have to do that on the guitar. And so that was sort of the initial part of it. And so these are actually string quartets, and then there's only three of us. So how's that going to work?
Well... Very carefully, right?
Yeah, so we're actually going to have a special guest with us for a few songs who is the newest Eli. His name is Aaron Cardenas, and he's my former student from UH, and he just finished his master's this last semester at Yale University. And so we have a fourth Eli who will be joining us.
That'll be great.
For those numbers, yeah.
You know, on that last tune, the part that you were playing, Ian, struck me as almost that was kind of a rock guitar part,
oh, yeah.
Right? Single notes, you're bending the string. Mm-hmm. And boom, boom, boom.
Well, that's me, too. I don't, you know, that's just, I don't know.
Well, that was great. It was great.
I'm adding things, yes.
Yeah. What are some other tunes you guys can do?
Well, we've got a really eclectic program.
I know.
It's like there's something for everyone. So I think anybody coming to this concert would be happy. Well, we've got Dwayne playing some of his gypsy jazz. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dwayne, you want to say something?
Yeah, and these actually, it's a collection of children's songs, but it's not children's songs written for children to listen to. It's me writing about the children who I teach.
Uh-huh.
That's influenced touched me the most. So there's three songs written in a jazz style, but just to memorialize some of my favorite students that
nice.
I've taught over the years.
Let's hear it. Sounds good.
Oh, and then we've got, of course, Ian's Hawaiian songs for guitar.
Yeah, I have all kinds of solo guitar stuff. We even heard in the intro, I think, my composition, The Night Marchers,
which is
very dissonant and does all kinds of chromatic things. And, I try to paint the picture of the march through the notes, you know.
I remember when you actually played that on this show a while
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I did. Yep. So Dwayne, do you want to try?
Oh, we have my songs too.
Your songs too. Well, so what we have is actually okay. So we've got Dwayne has his songs. Nancy has her songs. We're going to have a great pianist come in as well. Grant Carvalho is going to join us for a few numbers there. So we got everything. I'm even doing a few Kamehameha related songs.
That's the project you've been working on.
Mm-hmm, for quite a bit of time there. And so we're actually going to be doing some of the like Aloha Pauahi or Kamehameha Waltz, some of these really famous Kamehameha school songs that they usually sing as a school in four part harmony. But we're each going to be taking one of the parts and doing an instrumental rendition.
Well, shall we bust out one of Dwayne's songs? What's
Oh, sure.
Can.
So this one is a Waltz for Jewel. It's a waltz modeled after the famous Waltz for Debbie. And I think Waltz for Debbie, he wrote it for one of his nieces. So this is sort of my tribute to one of my favorite students modeled after this one.
Nice tune. We've only got a couple minutes left. Can we quickly throw together one of your tunes?
You know what? With my tunes, I need the pianist.
Oh, well.
What we can do is we can give Nancy the lead on a Piazzolla piece.
Let's do it.
How's about that?
Perfect.
How's them apples? So this next one is one of the most famous Piazzolla quartets, the Libertango.
Uh-huh. All right, we're punching up the sheet music.
Or is it Lieber Tango?
For our purposes, either
Lieber.
One.
Lieber.
Probably,
there
yeah.
we go. Let's hear some of this Argentinian-Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Terrific.
Well, that's our snippet.
Yeah, you'll have to come on Saturday to hear the rest.
That's all you're going to get, yeah. Right? Eli 3.0. I like the way that. So Nancy had the melody on violin for the first half, and then Dwayne having switched to viola to carry it for the second half. And Dwayne plays more instruments. At some point, you know, where does it end, Dwayne?
No, it's just like this. Okay, yeah.
Plays more instruments than any one person did have a right to play. But so you folks having fun putting this together? It sounds as if you're really
absolutely.
Going in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
so great working with these guys.
Right. And it's, you know, a project that I think because of the versatility of the group, it just has so many different directions that it can go.
Exactly.
And I really don't see an end.
Yeah. No, 3.0, who knows? You know, we've got a whole number series.
We got to keep upgrading, man. Upgrade. New edition.
Yeah.
Just wait till we get to
your old edition
6.
Won't work. You
new
have to.
New operating system.
You have to get the upgrade. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks very much for coming in, all of you.
Thank you, Chris.
Mahalo.
Guitarist Ian O'Sullivan, violinist Nancy Shupu, and Dwayne Padilla perform as Eli 3.0 this Saturday in HPR's Atherton studio. And you can find more details on the Conversations Facebook page.